Okay, good morning, everybody. So just to go back to where we had started in the parak, and the Rambam says that the defining aspect of human beings, you know, Hein Adam Ayaka Chad Mimenu, Yachid Bolam Vimin Cheni Domelo Bezai Ninshu Me Atzmo Bedaitu Machshavato Yodea Hatov Ve'Ara Ve'Osa Kol Mashu Chafetz Vein Mishi Yakev Biyado Milasos Hatov Ve'Ara Ve'Kevin Shekenu Pen Yishlach Yado. In other words, that which is uniquely human about us, you could say, is our capacity to make moral choices, hein l'tov, hein l'ra, and to be accountable for those choices. And we're really being fully human, you know, when it is that we're, you know, practicing that. One more point of background here before we get into the Rambam, this famous tshuva of the Rambam to Avad Yehager. What about the, you know, phrase, akol bidei shamayim, chutz miyira shamayim? I mean, God controls everything in the world. And the Rambam famously replied, yeah, everything in the world is a reflection of your Yirah Shamayim, everything that you do. So it means that basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moser your choices to you, mipiel yon lo teitzei ha-ra'os ve'atov. And that's why, as the Rambam said earlier, lefikach ra'yu lo livkos lekonein amasha asla nafsha amasha gemalo ra'a. Yeah. So the Rambam picks it up where we left off. Ve'al tatam be'vetomer hechia adam osa kol ma'asha yachbo tzviyu ma'isev mesurin lo v'chiyas v'lom davar shlo b'shos kono. Right, so the Rambam explains that there's no tension whatsoever, that of course God is in control of the world, but this is the way that God willed the world to be. Shema Asenu are Misurin Lanu. Ketzad, Kishem Sheyotzer Chavetz Yosa Esh V'Ruach Olam L'Mala. Right, that according to the laws of physics, fire and wind will ascend. Which is the defining word of the parak based on the Mishnah Avos. Right, a rishus nesuna called safoi rishus nesuna rishus l'chol adam nesuna. That's where the Rambam started. We were medayik it three times in the first halacha. The same exact language as Halach Aleph, Me'atzmo V'Daito Machshavato, Elohu Me'atzmo V'Daito Shenasan Lo'el, Osa Kol Sha'adam Yacholaso. So here the Rambam, in its Meduyak, adds in one other diuk, U'V'Daito Shenasan Lo'hakel. Right? Why would God give us a brain if we weren't supposed to use it? So, yeah, and you know, there's all kinds of hand-wringing, and sometimes, you know, it's exaggerated, you know, about the status of, you know, or the conflict or the tension between Hishtadlos and Bitachon. You know, it's this week's parsha, right? Tefillah, Doron, Mechama. And certainly we need both. But we have to recognize that all forms of Hishtadlos are also an expression of recognizing, you know, the gift that God gives us in this world, you know, in terms of our das, in terms of our capacity, you know, to use reason. And higher level functioning is also an expression, you know, of our God-given abilities. And we shouldn't see that as kochi v'otzem yadi, but on the contrary, you know, that this is, you know, God's gift to us. Lefikach danino so lefimasa v'masa tova mitivin lo yasa ra mirin lo hu shenavi omer miyadchem haisa zos lachem gam hema bachar b'darchayam v'inin zamer shlama smach bachar b'yadusacha v'dak kol eila yiviyacha lo kebe mishpat kelomar da sheyesh b'yadcha koach la'asos v'atirata litenes hadin. And that's why accountability, you know, exists and is so important, and, you know, for everything that we do. In this world, you know, we have to take responsibility for all of our actions.